Hello, everyone. Before we get started with this podcast, we'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting today, the Ngunnawal and the Ngambri people, and pay our respects to their elders past, present, and emerging, and acknowledge the ongoing contribution they make to the life of our city and this region. We'd also like to acknowledge the custodians of all the lands from where anybody listening to this podcast is also joining us from.
When we started in 2019, we always knew that it wasn't a one-size-fits-all and that there were different community needs depending on where we go. So a couple of years down the track, we did a second piece of research where we really focused on some of our more remote and very remote areas and learnt through that process that co-design and consultation are really important to include if we're going to be successful to actually then deliver that right service and that right environment for the community.
You know, being the pilot site and, you know, being the example for the other two sites that are currently going to be developed, with the staff, you know, they're also provide that feedback as well as the customers. So that continual feedback, it's the only way that we're going to improve to be the example for other service centres around, you know, around Australia respectively. So yeah, it's only going to get better.
Welcome to Public Sector Unearthed, a Work with Purpose podcast spin-off series about the people who drive grassroots change and reform in Australia's public sector. My name is Julia Ahrens and I'm IPA ACT's Communications and Engagement Manager. It's really good to be here today as your host. As you know, on Public Sector Unearthed, we are putting people and their stories front and center, and our guests talk about their journeys in the public service, how they're making a difference, through projects they work on, through mentoring, communities of practice, diversity and inclusion networks, and the effective promotion of the values and purpose of the public sector.
As always, at the beginning of the podcast, you hear the voices of today's episode, and this time those are Eva Griffiths and Zara Nihal. Eva is the Director of Face-to-Face Service Transformation at Services Australia, and Zara is the Service Centre Manager at Fitzroy Crossing with Services Australia. Zara and Eva were part of a team that won the award for community engagement at last year's IPA ACT Spirit of Service Awards for their outstanding initiative in redeveloping Fitzroy Crossing Services Centre. Throughout this process, the department worked closely with community at every step through co-design, leading to a unique space that is respectful of local cultural requirements and includes many elements reflecting cultural aspects and Indigenous arts. Deeply motivated by driving positive change, Zara and Eva both played crucial roles in working with communities to make the centre what it is today. Let's hear from them now.
So it's so great to be online here today with Eva and Zara. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So before we talk about Fitzroy Crossing a bit more, I'd love to learn more about the two of you. So maybe starting with you, Eva, what was the thing that motivated you to join the public service?
So I joined many years ago, about 25 years ago, after working in community organisations for the first part of my career, and really felt that I wanted to make a difference in people's lives and felt that the best way I could do that was to join the public service and make some difference to the lives of, the people that do need to access our services. So, yeah, that's what brought me here.
That's lovely. And Zara, how about you?
Yes, the same as me. Actually my 21st year this year with the agency.
Amazing.
Prior to that, I was actually with Queensland State Government, Department of Employment and Training. So I did a traineeship with them. And yeah, to apply for the position with the agency, it was about job security. So yeah, and here I am, still here and enjoying it.
And currently based at Fitzroy Crossing, so give our listeners a bit of an idea, because you're dialing in straight from there, telling us about Fitzroy Crossing Service Centre. So I'd love to hear what actually brought you to Fitzroy Crossing specifically, because there's obviously a bit of a story behind that.
So I was actually working in the Indigenous Call Centre based in Cairns with the agency. So, and then they had actually asked for somebody who wanted to go to Fitzroy Crossing to help out with the office at the time. It was only manned by a manager, and that's really what it was. It's just the manager. So they asked for somebody to come out. So I said, yeah, sure. Whereabouts is it? So from Cairns flying out, was here for 2.5 weeks. And then as I was leaving this place, I was had tears in my eyes and, yeah, decided to make it formal in October 2007. So I've been here ever since. So, yeah.
What made you feel that strong connection to Fitzroy Crossing?
It was the elderly people of the area. Then that's who I fell in love with, listening to them and their stories and, them wanting to be able to teach outsiders about the culture and about the language. So it was, that inviting aura that they gave that's what wanted to make me stay. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's really powerful and beautiful to have that connection with the community there. And Fitzroy Crossing obviously being a place for people to come together like that. And Eva, can you tell us a bit more about the redesign of Fitzroy Crossing? What brought it on? What was the reason why you wanted to redesign it, and how have you gone about it?
Well, like Zara, I think I looked up where Fitzroy Crossing was as well, going, okay, where is it? when we had made the call to transform the service centre as our first blueprint, bespoke service centre. So I've been lucky enough to have many different jobs in the agency, but in 2019 joined what is the face-to-face transformation project. And we started off with quite an extensive piece of research, understanding what the needs of customers were, what the pain points were of staff and customers, and how we can redesign our service centres to address those needs and pain points. And when we started in 2019, we always knew that it wasn't a one-size-fits-all and that there were different community needs depending on where we go. So a couple of years down the track, we did a second piece of research where we really focused on some of our more remote and very remote areas and learnt through that process that co-design and consultation are really important to include if we're going to be successful to actually then deliver that right service and that right environment for the community. And so Fitzroy Crossing was one of those service centres that we identified where a co-design community approach is the best way to go. And the rest is history, I guess, 17 hours later for myself heading up there and, working with Zara and team and other people, Sandy and others, to get that redesign and contemporary service centre up and running.
Yeah, so you talk about history and story. So what's the history of Zara and Eva? How have you worked together on this project, Eva?
Well, how have we worked together, Zara?
Like I said, I came in to the manager's role. Prior to that, I was actually in a trip leader, so a remote service trip leader role. And the manager at the time, she was the one who had a lot of the meetings back and forth with the team about how the approach was going to happen. And then she left, and then I came in at the time when they were doing the stakeholder engagements. Having that remote service team trip leader background, had the connections with the people in the community and surrounding communities from the valley. So yes, that was, I guess it was just one of those things about, hey, you want to come in and sit in, and these more people want to ask you some questions about, they're wanting to design the new office. So yeah, so it was really just doing that. It was just getting them in to come and speak.
Making those connections, yeah. And I just want to, I think the absolute vital role that Zara and the manager and other staff play to make those connections is really that first step. So, we need those really great relationships that our managers and Zara is an example of that have ongoing with community for them to facilitate, I suppose, then the conversations that we were able to have with with people, but also that third step, and that's about closing the loop. So after we, talked to lots and lots of people, we took that information away. We then, relied on Zara to close that loop and let people know how that information's been used and what the results are of that consultation.
Yes, and that community connection obviously remains today a very, very important part of the services centre, and probably was a very important part when the centre initially obviously it opened in late 2022, and then it got flooded. So you had to go through a whole process again to design and re-establish the centre. How did this affect, how did the flood affect the redesign, Zara?
For the redesign, the team was actually really great. Obviously, everything was still brand new with what we had in the office itself. And, I think one of the biggest things was the community members, when they came in, they were all excited. They were happy to see, this brand new office, and, it was heartbreaking for them, when it did get flooded, and then having to be relocated at a temporary site for
a long time.
Yeah. From January to October 23, it was great though, because when the team did come back in again over a weekend, they actually came out instead of over a weekend. They were actually here for 4 weeks. So the construction, the reconstruction, of the office, and people were able to see that, yes, we had those workers that were coming in. So they were getting excited, just as excited as we were, that the office was being refurbished again.
Yeah, you obviously talk a bit about the community response to the place. Can you tell us a bit more about what the centre looks like now, and what people, like when they walk in for the first time, what do they see? What do they notice about it?
Yeah, they are, when they walk in with the blue, I can't remember the official colour of the blue that's in the centre, but people have commented about how relaxing and calming the colour is. And then, walking in and, seeing that, we have a map of the, of the valley of the Clare Township, where the five language groups are actually based on that screen. And yeah, it's just, they come in and it's just pretty much, well, you see a welcome sign on the left hand, on the left wall, and they'll just bypass the reception area altogether and we'll just sit down and, they find even just the furniture. It's just so relaxing and so welcoming and warming. And a lot of it is, from the community consultation, is around the privacy. And that's, the team had taken on board, from a lot of that community feedback, was the privacy aspect. And yeah, they love the designs of the booths and how it's created. And yeah, with the extra exit that we have that goes out into the breezeway. So, the flow of customer traffic in and out through the office, they absolutely love it.
That's fantastic. So, Eva, can you tell me a bit more? Obviously, Zara has described what the service centre looks like and a bit about the process and how people perceive it right now. But what have you learned from this whole process? Because there's obviously more services centres that you want to redesign in the future. What are the main lessons you've drawn from this process?
So I think that the key lesson, what the original research told us was absolutely right, that the key is actually working with people and going to a community with an open mind, not going in with a conclusion as to where we're going to land, I think is a key learning. Absolutely being flexible with how our planning what happened on the day. So don't be so locked into your process and your government kind of, approach. You do need to be responsive to what is happening in the community. And, Zara, we moved. We thought we'd have this consultation in the community centre, and customers would come and talk to us. We learnt that we pivoted very quickly because there wasn't anyone coming in. So we went to the service centre and we were able to then really, talk with lots and lots of people. I think almost 40 customers that afternoon came and engaged through Sarah's nudging come and talk to these guys over here. There are, you know, they want to hear from you. So going forward with an open mind, and not thinking just because we've done Fitzroy Crossing that the next one is going to look exactly like Fitzroy Crossing. And so we're in the process now of engaging with two other communities, one in Western Australia and one in Far North Queensland. And already we have different feedback and different needs from those communities. And that's really awesome, you know, to be able to kind of go, oh, this approach actually is genuine, and we are being bespoke, and we are responding into those individual community needs, you know, within what we can. Obviously, the blue is the blue that we have. We're not going to change the blue, but we can certainly do lots of other things that can bring that community feel, connection, welcoming, and then those other important elements like privacy is a really important element across all of our service centres, but more so in those very small communities. So addressing those needs.
Yeah. Bringing you back one more time to Fitzroy Crossing, specifically the service centre there, what are your hopes for the service centre in, you know, the next month, the next years? Where would you like to see it go? Maybe starting with you, Zara.
Oh, that's a hard one, because I think, you know, being the pilot site and, you know, being the example for the other two sites that are, you know, currently going to be developed, with the staff, you know, they're also provide that feedback as well as the customer. So that continual feedback, you know, it's the only way that we're going to improve, you know, to be the example for other service centres around Australia respectively. So, yeah, it's only going to get better. And at least we can always say now that, you know, once the other sites are going to get up and developed, we can always go, yep. You know, we were the first site, so, you know, they're kind of like Australia's following us. So, but yeah, it's culturally, you know, very appropriate for the region. And that's, you know, that's where the team has done a really, you know, absolutely great job on being able to listen to that feedback, you know, from the staff as well as the community to be able to develop into what it is now.
A bit of a shining light, Eva. What would you like to add to that?
It is. Look, we continue to work with Zara and the team, and as she mentioned, getting that continual feedback as well. We are trialling a video chat service offer as part of the service offering at Fitzroy Crossing, and that was in response to some cultural requirements and options to be able to connect customers to staff outside of the service centre, but also to social workers that are not physically available. So we'll continue to work with the team to build that out and to understand that more fully, so that we can inform, you know, that service option going forward as well across the, you know, other remote and very remote localities. Yeah. So that's one thing we'll continue to work on, but talking to others, because we, you know, learning that, I'm sure Zara, the other, your colleagues in those other sites are ringing you up and going, what about this? What did you do? And yeah, you know, it's that support that Zara will continue to provide with all of the others that come after Fitzroy Crossing.
Oh, we'll definitely look forward to hearing about the other places that come after Fitzroy Crossing, but also how Fitzroy Crossing continues as a place, because you obviously walked us through it virtually a little bit today, which was really, really great. And what really stood out for me in this conversation is that you said there, Eva, about not starting with a conclusion, but making sure that you start at the beginning and you unpack where you want to go together and really take that community feedback on board, because without them, it wouldn't be the place that it is today. And I can definitely feel that Zara is adding a lot of spirit to that place. So thank you so much for sharing a bit of that spirit with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been
very much for the opportunity.
Fun, Zara.
I agree.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you both. So listeners, what did you enjoy about this story today? Let us know by leaving a comment on our social media channels, or even better, by writing a review. We're on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Work with Purpose is produced in collaboration between Content Group and the Institute of Public Administration Australia ACT, supported by the Public Service Commission. Public Sector Unearthed will return in a fortnight. Bye for now.